Paul?
I'd just like to ask a general question of everybody here. Do you think a DEXA scan is a standard of care before you start androgen deprivation therapy? And periodic follow-up, whether it's 1 year or 2 years?
That was essentially my question, is if you don't do it at baseline, when do you do it?
I don't see the point of the baseline study, because unless you believe you're going to treat prophylactically.
If you had a choice between 1 or 12 months, I would get the 12-month one.
That's basically what I'm saying. I do it at a year or 18 months.
So you don't do a baseline?
I don't do it, no. Unless the patient smells, like if the patient is frail, then I'd be more inclined to do it, but not
if
routine.
He asked you.
Are people around here then still doing baseline bone scans?
For whom?
For prostate cancer patients at first diagnosis.
Why don't you ask Dr. Scherer that question?
Are you still doing a baseline bone scan? I mean, I know you do. I used to.
I want an expert from a large
center. You mean on 100% of patients?
To answer that question.
They get a bone scan on every new prostate cancer diagnosed.
I want an expert from a major recognized international cancer center to answer that question, Dr. Scherer.
Fortunately, most of them come in with it.
You must be kidding.
That's an easy out.
You must
be
kidding.
What did you say before that? You said that.
No, I mean that. Surely no one is advocating that a favorable risk prostate cancer patient with a low PSA in grade get a bone scan.
He does.
Well, I'm sure he does all kinds of crazy things. You can't justify it.
I wanted to count how many people have seen an osteoporotic fracture in their practice secondary to hormone treatment.
Have you seen an osteoporotic fracture in your practice that you think was from hormone treatment?
Oh, yeah.
I've had at least two.
I have one.
No, more than one.
15 years.
Okay, well, one final comment?
Is anybody worried about the osteonecrosis of the jaw issue that's now starting to surface with not only IV, but the oral Fosamax, too?
Greg?
I just reviewed a paper for a journal that cited the incidence at 11%, which is a lot more than the 2 to 3%. And I think we're seeing more and more reports of it, not only just with the IV, but the oral. The at-risk patient seems to be ones that are on chemotherapy, particularly taxotere-related chemotherapy, and have had multiple doses, 15 to 17 doses, puts you at the highest risk.
Doses of Zometa or of chemo? Zometa, yeah.
But they may be the ones who have such a heavy burden of metastatic disease and poor marrow reserve as well, and maybe hard to differentiate.
I mean, everything's a trade-off. You know, you're dying, if you got a drug that's well-tolerated, if it's preventing bone fractures and maybe doing some other things, and you get osteonecrosis of the jaw, you do. But it is something to worry about.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special Think Tank edition of Prostate Cancer Update.